With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A man facing multiple drug-related charges is expected to stand trial soon. Kirk McNeil Ferguson, who's also known as Lavish, appeared in summary court earlier this week where he entered mixed pleas to several ganja-related offenses. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Kirk Ferguson pled not guilty to possessing ganja with intent to supply, but guilty to separate charges of possessing and consuming ganja. He also has other outstanding matters for possessing and consuming ganja, to which he entered a not guilty plea. The chief magistrate expressed concern about the inconsistency of his pleas, commenting in court that it appeared Mr. Ferguson was not taking the proceedings seriously and treating the court with disrespect. The chief magistrate said the pattern of differing pleas on similar charges suggested he was attempting to pull one over on the courts. Mr. Ferguson's matters have now been set down for trial, which could take place as early as March. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Moving on, the premier reflects on his first 8 months in office. CIGTV's Kafara Augustin has a breakdown on the Honorable Andre Ebanks' official message.
In a letter to the nation published on gov.ky, the premier highlights landmark achievements, including the passage of the immigration reform legislation, otherwise known as the Caymanian Protection Act, and approval of the country's 2026-2028 budget. Premier Ebanks also points to international trips promoting Cayman's financial services sector, including a historic first visit to India and the government's quick response in delivering hurricane relief to Jamaica. The premier says his administration has set a clear policy through direction through the strategic policy statement, with 7 broad outcomes guiding spending over the next 2 years. He closed the letter by asking the people of the Cayman Islands to lean in with the government to take advantage of present opportunities.
For the full letter, visit gov.ky. And it's time for the February edition of Underground Sessions. Event organizer Mikhail Campbell.
So for this month, Underground Sessions, we have Kareem Samuels as our featured artist. He's a Jamaican-born pianist who started playing from the age of 10. And now as an artist, he specializes in taking the listeners on a musical journey. So he'll blend genres from classical to jazz, bebop, bossa nova, blues to pop, reggae, and everything in between. So it's sure to be a night to remember. And remember, as always, the mic and the floor are open all night. So if you're an artist or a performer with something you want to express, or if you just like good music, good vibes, creativity, community, this is the night for you.
Doors open at 7 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to the BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of the news broadcast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Gunmen in central Nigeria are reported to have killed more than 160 people in a remote village in Kwara State. Local politicians and Red Cross officials say soldiers are searching the nearby bush for people who survived the massacre in Woro Village. The US government is withdrawing 700 federal agents from Minnesota, where there have been weeks of clashes over President Trump's immigration crackdown. His border czar, Tom Homan, said the drawdown would be effective immediately. A first day of talks between Moscow and Kyiv over the war in Ukraine has ended, with further negotiations expected on Thursday. There's been no word of any progress from Abu Dhabi so far. As talks got underway, 7 people were reported killed from a Russian cluster bomb in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has told delegates from more than 50 countries that most of them, including the US, had learned the hard way how much their economies depend on critical minerals. He's urged them to form a trading bloc to guarantee supplies. Colombia's largest drug cartel, the Gulf Clan, says it will temporarily withdraw from peace negotiations with the government. In a meeting with Donald Trump, President Gustavo Petro agreed to prioritise military and intelligence actions against drug trafficking. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has accused his former ambassador to the United States of lying repeatedly about his relationship to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Sir Keir said Peter Mandelson had betrayed the country, Parliament and the governing Labour Party. Italy says it's thwarted a series of cyber attacks targeting the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. The foreign minister said Russia was behind the attacks. BBC News.